In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, we gather this night on the night in which our Lord was betrayed to especially meditate on the gift of the Lord's Supper. Now, one thing that we are not going to do this evening is think really, 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 really hard about the Lord's Supper. That can get you in trouble sometimes, especially when you think about the how. And this is true about a lot of what our Lord gives to us. You can meditate on the who. Whose supper is it? Is it yours? Does it belong to you? Do you get to do it when you want to do it and give it to whoever you want to give it to you? Or is it the Lord's supper? Meditate on the who. Meditate on the what. Jesus says, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood." It is bread, it is body, it is wine, it is blood. Meditate on the what? Meditate on the why. This do in remembrance of me. Take, drink, this is my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. But don't meditate too much on the how. The Lord gives you a lot about who he is. He is your Father, he is your Savior, he is your Redeemer. He tells you a lot of what's, like, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He tells you a bunch of whys in Scripture, because he is faithful to his promise, because he baptized you, because you are his child, because you are marked with his hands, because you are washed in the blood of the Lamb, because he is good and he's gracious. But he doesn't often tell you the hows. As in, how's it all going to look like in the end? He promises, "I will provide for you," and you want to ask, "How's that going to look tomorrow, a year from now? Am I going to be alive? How are you going to..." Hear the promises, hear the who, hear the whys, hear the what's, but he doesn't give you the hows quite often. So we hear a lot about the who this evening on our Maundy Thursday. Our Lord Jesus, on that night, the night in which he is going to be crucified, handed over, betrayed, rose from supper, takes a towel, wraps it around, and he washes the disciples' feet. That is the who your Lord is, who your God is. He washes feet. And all of you know that if you have had a very, very dirty child, or very, very dirty pet, or dirty house, dirty car, something like that, something's really, really, really dirty, you know that you cannot get that clean without getting yourself dirty. And that is what the cross is all about. He, to get you clean, gets himself dirty with your sin, your shame, every dirt that you have on you, in order for you to be clean, goes to him. You would have no share with him unless he washed you. But he washes you. You are clean. You are holy. No one else could do it. The disciples could not wash each other's feet and then all of a sudden have a part with God. You can forgive each other, but that doesn't mean that God is at peace with you because of that. Unbelievers can forgive each other, but that has no relationship with God. There is only one who could wash you to make you reconciled with the Father, forgiven, cleansed, holy, at peace with God, not getting the wrath that you deserve, but belonging and united and at peace with God, and that is your Jesus. He washes you, but gets himself dirty. He washes you in your baptism. He washes you this evening with his word. He washes you so that you are clean by giving up his very body and his very blood on Good Friday. That same body, that same blood which you are fed and which many Christians, that is fantastic about this week, that many Christians throughout the world are receiving this gift this evening. One of our liturgies has the prayer, "Gather us all from the ends of the earth," that we are such a divided Christianity. It won't be like that in the resurrection. God be praised for that. Gather us all. Make us one. Make us whole. Our Lord gives you this gift to strengthen your faith in the who he is. To strengthen your faith in the what he gives you. To strengthen your faith in why you are who you are, baptized holy. But he doesn't give you the how. But he also gives you the strength to love each other. And the love comes in this passage right here. The one that we read, John chapter 13. Jesus, right after he finishes, says, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." This is not a lesson on hygiene. We don't gather to wash each other's feet tonight. We gather to receive the Lord's Supper so that we might be more like God. And that we know that our Lord was humble and that he forgives. So also you too, humble yourselves under each other and forgive. We know that our Lord did not desire to hold a grudge so that we get what we deserve, to be judgmental towards us or to be angry. And so you too, let your grudges go. Stop criticizing each other. Be forgiving. Cover each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Live a life humbled underneath the Lord, even as he has humbled himself under his Father for your sake, to die even death upon a cross. Forgive, even if they don't ask. Now, you need some strength for that, right? You need some help in doing that, right? Then take and eat. Take and drink. Tonight you get cleansed again. Your conscience is clean. God is at peace with you. Tonight you find that God loves you, forgives you, covers all of your faults. Tonight, you receive the body and blood of Jesus for your weak and your weary soul. They are all true. All the what's, all the who's, all the why's, they are true. We'll leave all the how's up to our Lord in his hands. In Jesus' name, amen.